But
hello. I can't hear him again. Cannot hear Steve again. Currently looking through the chat to see, and I can tell they probably can hear me and you can hear me, but I probably just can't hear you, so let's wait.
All right, check, check, check. You hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
All right, you can hear me now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's get into it. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's get into this. 337-347, you call in. So lines are open. So let me ask you a question. So you're saying that you met a chick, she asked you for gas money, and you cut her off, right?
Right.
Okay, and when you cut her off, she's been apologizing and offering you back rubs, right? 347, I got you next.
Right. Right, by text message.
Okay,
I had already
so here's the question. Why isn't she offering sucking your dick and fucking you? What is up with this back rubbing food type shit?
I mean, it kind of like comes with it, I would assume, because she's already been doing that. Like, we've been doing that since like the first date.
Call her now. Call her now and say, I forgive you. You can come over here and suck my dick tomorrow. Call her now and tell her.
Okay, I will.
Tell her. Go ahead and call her right now. Tell her I forgive you and come over and suck my dick tomorrow. 347, I got you next. You got 20 seconds, sir. It doesn't take long to do that. You have her. Call her right now and tell her she can come over and suck your dick. And merge the call.
Okay.
347, I got you next. All right, you got 20 seconds. Counting you down now. 347, you're up next, sir. You got 10 seconds.
She didn't answer.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, take care, because you could have left that on the answer machine, okay? But I appreciate you. All right. Let me get to this thing right here before I bring in 337. He says PUA and dating coaches are the same but has evolved. Dating coaches take elements of numbers, games, and pre-selection, shit test, peacocking, which is now called sex appeal. Immortal, I don't know who you're talking about or what you're talking about, but what you're discussing has been manufactured by a few Caucasians that learn from black guys. And if that's a fact to you, I don't know what you're saying has to do with us. Because I've been doing this for over 35 years. So if you do the math, I was before a pickup artist. We don't take elements from anybody. We don't talk about something called pre-selection. We don't talk about sex appeal or anything like that. So I think you're in the wrong class, Immortal. I think that you should be taking that somewhere else. I'm glad you feel that way, but I think you're in the wrong class, big guy. Okay, so. I wish you the best in your endeavors, but you're definitely in the wrong class because we were before pickup artists in PUA, sir, if you know your homework. So whatever you're saying, I don't know if it's real or not because I don't sit around and worry about other dating coaches and pickup artists. So I wish you the best of luck, but yeah, thank you. I'm sorry you're in the wrong room, sir. So maybe you need to take that and go across the street to the hypergamy guys and stuff. So yeah, okay. Well, you know, a lot of guys, and then there's no reason to get mad or upset at that young man. Let him say what he wants to say. I mean, you understand a lot of young people out there, they've been burned by a lot of guys out there that don't teach them game. So He got burnt by somebody, I guess, and he just automatically assumes that that there was, like, before the pickup artists, there were no motherfuckers out there who had game. I guess game started when the explosion of the internet arrived. I guess so. It's just amazing that people think the way they do, but you don't argue with them. You just tell them good and farewell. Anyway, so what is your personal opinion on sex appeal? What is sex appeal? CT, tell me what sex appeal is to you. What is sex appeal? What is sex appeal to you, sir? I'm asking you. What is sex appeal to you? Because my personal opinion has nothing to do with how you should think. So I'm asking you, what is sex appeal to you? Because I don't think about sex appeal when I embody sex. So I don't know. I got to get what you're saying. Please let me know. Hopefully you can answer that question. I'll wait for you, but let me get to the next one. What do you think about going to the gym for muscle building? Well, I think going to the gym is an excellent way to get exercise. And if you feel like you want to augment your body because you want muscles, then by all means, go to the gym and get muscles. But what I am saying to you, well, yeah, it's a fitness thing, but I'm just trying to educate them on game and stuff. But what I say for you, young man, is that if you're going to the gym for pussy to gain muscle, then you are a loser. So, but I can't talk about, like Freelance Rona said, I can't talk about things that are not in my realm. I am not a muscle builder. I can't tell you what products to ingest, how many reps you need, and what body parts you need to work on. I think you're kind of like in the wrong room, my brother, but you just need to go to a place that teaches you how to lift weights. This is strictly a game room to learn manhood. So definitely not that. So and CT, I guess if you don't answer the question, don't say nothing else in this room until you answer the question. Okay. Z, can you please shut the fuck up? Can you please stop telling people lies? Please, come on, dude. Don't just come in here and be like them ratchet motherfuckers and just say shit. Please. Come on, man. Just don't do that, okay? Okay? Just don't do that. Stop saying shit you know nothing about, okay? All right? Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Y'all call in. CT, he's not to say nothing because if he, okay, let me see what he says. I've seen an older show about sex appeal. Okay. See, call into the show because I don't understand let me say something. Okay. I cannot read your mind and I am not going to try to do that shit. So just call into the show and explain to me what you're talking about, because all you're doing is giving me bits and pieces, brother. So just call into the show. I don't bite. Call into the show and explain what the fuck are you talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about. So if you're making a statement as a man, just call in as a man. But don't talk to me in code because I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay, I don't understand, okay? I don't understand. So I need you to explain that to me if you can, please. I appreciate it if you call into the show. Guys, I want to call on the show. The lines are open. I'm going to continue going on. But CT, call into the show, man. Nut the fuck up and call into the show because I do not understand what the fuck you're talking about. See, the time when your mentor had a female undress and play with herself, did your mentor instruct her on how to play with herself, or did she do what she did without saying nothing? Well, it wasn't about the instruction. Well, I guess there was instruction. Let me ring in 314. I guess there was instruction. I'll answer your question in 1 second. Is this CT right here?
Yeah, man, CT.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
Okay, so I don't understand what you're talking about. What? I've never done a show on sex appeal, so what are you talking about?
No, I think I've seen a show. You were up on the panel, and you guys were talking about sex appeal. You know, I just didn't get a good idea on your opinion on it. That's just really it. You know,
What is my opinion on that going to do with you? What is that? I don't understand. That's what I'm asking. I don't understand what the question. What are you asking? No, it's okay. But what is the question? I'm trying to understand what the question is for. Well, what is the sex appeal?
I'm just saying, like, on sex appeal. Like, I know, like, that's a huge thing people talk about. You know, women seeing a man. And,
Who talks about it?
Well, I've seen it in the past on like on certain different shows, and well, like other.
Show and label it anything with sex appeal?
No, I never. Look, that's the thing. I never personally.
Okay.
Seen you. That's
right.
What
so
I was
okay,
curious,
if
you know?
Seen, so why are you bringing shit over to here that we don't fucking give a fuck about or talk about?
Okay, this is what I wanted to know, man. I don't know. I seen you on the panel, man, maybe that's a good reason I didn't get an idea from you. Huh?
Well, yeah, because what is sex? What is sex appeal? Tell me. What is sex appeal?
Well, I personally, from what I witnessed, I don't know, just women being interested in a man that they see, and, you know, without even conversation, you know. So I'm assuming I'd be appealing to a woman, but, you know, I know it's really deeper than what it seems.
But what are you appealing to, and what woman are you appealing at? Which one? You see what I'm saying?
Hold on, say it again, please.
I'm saying, who are you appealing to, and which woman you're appealing to, and where you're appealing, where you trying to appeal that sex at? I mean, when you're saying sex appeal, okay, are you saying that there's something about a guy that makes a woman want him because of an attribute that she saw on?
Yeah.
But then sex appeal is his clothes then, right? Sex appeal would be his car, right? Wouldn't that be the sex appeal, seeing his clothes, his car, and his watch? Wouldn't that be sex appeal?
Yeah, that'd be considered sex appeal. Yeah.
Then why would we talk about that stupid ass shit over here?
Okay, man, I feel you.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be real with you.
I understand.
Why would I talk about sex appeal when I'm trying to teach you to be sexually appealing to your fucking self? I don't give a fuck with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually think
would that be considered sexual? You know what I'm saying? From your type of you know, philosophy, just saying, like, how you teach the game, wouldn't that be considered, like, okay, maybe she's appealing to the way I feel about myself?
You don't even know yourself or her to appeal to. There are so many broken things in this 3-on-4. You don't know who the fuck you are because you don't even know yourself at your core, okay? So how can she know you when you don't even know yourself?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying on how some people
know
they something, man, that they haven't even conversated.
Again, listen to what you're saying, how some women feel. What the fuck does what she kind of feel do with me?
Yeah, it doesn't.
So then why are you bringing it up like it's important? Because
no,
it's got
to
be important.
I just brought it to her opinion because I see on the platform you didn't really talk that much about it. And I really just wanted to know. That's it. Like, that's it, bro. Like, I just really wanted to know why you didn't give it to it so much. And I understand. Like, I really do. Don't get me wrong.
You ask me, like, sex appeal is like you asking me about astrophysicists. Being an astrophysicist,
I literally give no fucks about sexual appeal. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a woman sees me and like me, it's what it is.
Why ask the question?
Okay, your opinion. You answered my question. You don't give a fuck about it. I get it, bro.
But brother. I'm saying to you is why are you wasting a question on something silly when you can ask a better question that can help you out?
Okay.
That's your problem. You're looking at everything else but you. You want everybody else to solve everything for you. And that is no knock. I'm glad you asked the question. But I'm just trying to see in the question is the problem. Fuck what I think. Because I'm not you. So you shouldn't give a fuck what's on my mind or what I think. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And this is it, man. Like, so that, you know, I just wanted an opinion, buddy. That's it, boss.
Oh, you want to okay, opinion again. On this subject. Okay. Wait. Do you want an opinion on a squirrel on why he eats a certain kind of nut? Do you want an opinion on a deer, why it chews grass over on that side of the street versus that side of the street? You want an opinion on why a bird flies into that tree versus that other one? That's what you're saying. So you see how you waste words and waste time by asking wasteless, worthless questions, man.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not going to help you at all. Matter of fact, yeah, it's stopping
it's
you
a dead end
and holding
question,
you back.
Right?
Yes, because it has nothing to do with you. I don't give a fuck about what she finds sexy, man, because I'm sexy to me. I don't give a fuck. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're okay, but I think I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But listen.
Yeah, it's good, man. I'm going to turn to
him. Focus on you, okay, young man? That's all I'm asking, okay? I respect you. Thank you for the call. Thank you, CT. Appreciate you, CT. But let me get back to this question. He's asking, did your mentor instruct her how to play with herself, or did she do what you... Okay. Remember, Will, I only saw. I did not hear. All I saw is him being in her ear, and she's doing things. So I don't know if it was instruction or if it was what he was saying, allowing her to do what she wants to do. So I don't know. I could not hear. I could not hear. So I do not know. I cannot answer that question. Cannot answer that question, but what can I do say is thank you, all the 140 likes out there. Thank you, M-Dog. Thank you, and I appreciate all the 140 likes out there. I appreciate all you guys. Thank you very much. AR, hey, thank you. Fist bump back to you, baby. Thank you very much. Appreciate that as well. If y'all got questions, let me see. I'm just trying to scroll down and catch up. If y'all got a question, please put a question in there. We got you covered, and I want to say thank you very much to all you guys out there. But what I'm saying to you guys is that this is where y'all missing the point, okay? This is where all of y'all are missing why you're missing everything. The man with a conquering mentality that wins, that has game, is not one that tries to conjure up reasons why things are happening and versus why things are not happening, okay? M-Dog, I got you next. P, can you recommend some books to help me improve my life? Yes, P, I can recommend. Matter of fact, P, listen. P, game. I said it earlier with Cario, and I'll say it right now to you, okay? Because I am coming out with a book, right? But even my book should not be the book that you need to read first. The book that you need to read to help you improve your life should be the book on you. This is where all you guys go wrong and why you're not growing. You're looking for another man to tell you how to think, and I don't want you to do that. Listen to me. This should be the name of your book right here. And in the name of your book called Your Finger Fucking Print should have several chapters in that book on how you think, how you move, how you defend positions, how you stand out, and how you are as a man. This should be the number one book you should have before you read any other book, sir. You must. This is why I keep trying to tell you. Hey, listen, even though I got a book coming out, this is not the book that I want you to read first, not even my book. See that? I'm not saying, see, you always think, oh, no, read my book first. No. The first book that you must read, all of you that listen to me, the first book that you must read is the book that you have created for yourselves, gentlemen. You create the first book. You must write down the first book of you. that has your mission statement, your vision statement, your legacy statement, that has your laws, rules, codes, principles, narratives, that has the rules of your motherfucking scribe. Remember, we talked about this the other day. We talked about this the other day. And some of y'all missed the mark. You have got to build it yourselves. You guys are missing the mark, and this is why people don't give you right and good information. You want to know a good book. I'm telling you to stop looking for a good book and start creating your own fucking book to live by your way, your lifestyle, your mindset. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your way, your mindset. You create the fucking company, not me. And once you start to believe that you can create it, create it. But don't read another man's mind and go off of that man's mind. Because all you're doing, and you don't understand this because no one tells you this, is that all you're doing is being the second best motherfucker that you read. But please understand, I'm not saying books are bad. Books are bad when you don't have a standard to stand on, to gain knowledge, to add to your book. See that, guys? See how deep that is? So I would recommend, sir, is you reading the book on you. That's my recommendation. When sir, you're in the wrong room. We don't approach women. I don't approach women, so I don't even know if I can answer this question. I'll read it, but I don't know if I can answer the question because I don't approach women. I don't teach approaching women, so I'll try to get through this. When approaching a woman, I said this: "Hello, I saw you and wanted to introduce myself because I wanted to get to know you. Please leave these women alone with that silly ass shit. My God, please. Please, for the love of animals big and small, please do not go up and talk that silly shit like that." Okay, when I was, when you were gigolo, and was a majority of the female clients single, or were they with cuckold husbands? Well, no, listen, married, single, living with guys, it was just a bunch of everything. Some women were even married. I didn't even know we were married. Some women were in relationships. I didn't even know. It's just what they wanted to share with me. I did not ask, nor did I care. If they wanted to share information with me, I took the information, but I did not ask what her situation was. Her situation was none of my business. My job was to pleasure her, listen to her, talk to her, and make her feel sexy. I didn't ask what she was. If she shared that information, that's fine. But what you got to understand is when you get in this secret society, if you ever get into it, that secrecy is a must. And you are only shown or told what you're allowed to know and be told. You don't ask questions. If she's saying, "I'm coming to see you," you don't ask, "Do you have a man? Are you seeing somebody?" Or anything. You don't. Your job is not to question her because you're placing a judgment on her. I'm not asking her a question. I just want to know what time and where at, and that's all I need to know. And that's all I am instructed to know. And my clients right now who are doing this, as I told you before, they're not asking questions. They're just getting a concierge, somebody just giving them information. This is your flight or this is your hotel. This is how you're going to be picked up. This is what's happened. You go, and it's over with, and you move the fuck on. But you do not ask questions. You never ask questions because if your person, Listen to what I'm saying. If you get involved in this secret society that is connected, not just in your neighborhood, it is connected throughout your, okay, think about your, let me show you something. Let me show you. Let me draw it to you. Let me show you something. This is what you don't understand. Let's say, I'm just drawing a state. All right, let's say this is your state. You're here at this dot right here. Hold on, I got to do it. It's all this shit real quick. So let me explain this. You don't understand the interconnections that goes on with the society. It is not just where you're actually at. It is your city. It is neighboring cities. And it drizzles to neighboring states. So, you again, your reputation is everything, because if you talk, if you don't keep secrets secret, then you will be shunned. Y'all don't understand. I don't want to get too much into societies and shit, but everything is an underground network. So what you are is going to be trend, and this is the difference between having clientele or being shunned and kicked out. Because once you are out, you cannot get back in. Once they know that you can't shut your fucking mouth, nobody, you're the disease. Nobody is going to fuck with you, because they rather keep their lifestyles going versus being with you. So secrecy is a must. So you don't ask any questions. The last thing you do is ask a question. Okay? Never ask whatever. Don't ask what her situation is. Don't ask her why she is, where she is, and things like that. Hold on. I'm trying to catch up with the questions. Hold on 2 seconds. I'm sorry, Freelance Ronan. Hold on a second. Hold on 2 seconds, Freelance. Let me scroll down and get the questions in order. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize, but I'm running my mouth and I see the questions, and I got y'all. Y'all on the call in. I got y'all. Freelance. Hey, thank you, Freelance. You know I got you, dog. Appreciate it. Stay up, DMV. All right, so, hey, Steve, what if you can tell a woman she's shy? Wait, what if you can tell a woman is shy, but she's clearly interested? Should you break the rule? If you can tell a woman is shy, but she's clearly interested, should you break the rule? Peach. What you are is actually none of my business. Follow this piece, go get deep. Actually none of your business. Because you actually think, okay, I'm going to give y'all a movie about a woman that was not necessarily shy, but she was closed off until someone broke her free of that, called 50 Shades of Grey. It doesn't matter what you are, Peaches. It matters what you are when I open you up and get you to see that what you actually are is your edge. Only reason you're shy is because you never met a man that would take the time to allow you to grow, to give you enough sunlight and water to go ahead and let you grow into the woman that you need to become, that you don't even know you have. Because you being shy is just a state of mind. But I'm not saying that, look, you're going to be shy. Just like that chick in 50 Shades of Grey, she wasn't shy. She's kind of closed off a little bit until she met Christian Grey and shit, right? What I'm saying to you is that there is no, listen, remember, Peach, in the game, women, like I said, are like music, and that means even emotions. Every woman has their own emotion, but their emotion is none of my business, because I know something they don't know. I know something that they never even thought that they even had in them. So if I know that when I meet you, regardless of what the fuck you are, I know once I get you past that threshold of what you feel is shy at your edge, that you will be indebted, that pussy will be indebted to me because of what I'm breaking you out of. You're not actually shy. You just think you're shy because, remember, Peaches, remember, I just want to show you this real quick. Peaches, always remember what I say, okay, when I say this, okay, Peaches? I think this is a great question. But, Peaches, always remember the main point of everything that I show you, because remember, Peaches, everything truly connects, okay? Everything truly connects. Where is it at? Let me show you, Peaches. That's not it. All right, Peaches, always remember everything connects. So remember, Peaches. Always remember this, baby. Always remember this, okay? Always remember that the reason that you are shy is because you are forced to be shy. You are a slave to your mind of keeping you shy. And then you are reinforcements of judgments, inexperience, and creepy guys that have not released you or showed you that you can go beyond the edge and see more of yourself than you ever had before. So you being shy, again, Peaches, is just a state of mind for what you are right now. You see what I'm saying? It's just what you are right now. But the answer is, it doesn't matter what the fuck you are, Peaches. What you are is none of my business. It's what I'm going to make you out to be when you fuck with me. Because I'm going to break you out of that shy shit. I'm going to break you. Because you want to know why? I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to rush it. But I'm going to show you through me. You're going to start to see things in yourself that you've never seen before. And you're going to push past that edge. Because I'm going to show you through me that there's more to you than you actually think. And once you tap into that shit like that Christian Grey did in that 50, oh, man, you're going to be a freak. And you're going to be free. Instead of feeling ashamed of shit, whatever you're feeling ashamed of, I'm going to make sure you love those parts of you. How are you judging her if you could potentially be in danger of not knowing that she could be a man or be who simps can go after you? Wait a second. I ask you guys, and I will try to formulate what the fuck he's saying, but I don't understand what the fuck he's saying. Let me try to read this shit. Please, everybody, help me. How are you judging her if you can potentially be in danger not knowing she could have a man or be who simps can go or be who our simps can go after you? Okay, man on a mission. If we're, are we talking gigolo or are we talking regular guy? Because either one of those don't even matter, because some women just are not going to tell you. Unlike you, and the reason why you're not fucking is because you think there's a boogeyman under your fucking bed. Unfortunately, listen, I don't judge women. Look, you ain't even got no woman, so I don't even know how the fuck I'm going to explain this shit to you. Anyway, I'll talk to everybody else. This is what the problem is and everything. Why am I going to judge her for what she wants? You don't know her situation. You don't know her situation. So I should have a nightlight on every woman and ask her a million and one questions? Hell, I can ask her a dumbass question. Well, do you have a boyfriend? And you know what she can say? No. And she could have one. How the fuck? I don't know. Nor do I see. The problem is, male on a mission is that you are a male because you give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. Let me keep doing. You just go to basically, there's a dream come true by being no. It wasn't a dream come true. I just fell into that shit through the swinging and all that. You just fall into it. So it's not a dream. See, again, it would be a fantasy if I made it about pussy. But I didn't care enough about pussy to make that kind of a fantasy. But you know, I am my own fantasy. I fantasize about me all the time. I'm a bad mother. That's how bad you got to be. You got to be fantasizing about yourself. Grab the next one right here. Oh, he keep asking me the same question. I don't know why the fuck he asked me. Hey, I want to say thank you to the 154 likes. Thank you very much. Let's keep going. I don't understand what he's asking. He's not asking a genuine question. What the fuck is he talking about? What is he talking about as a genuine question? That is a surface dwelling question. I don't understand what your question is. And if you're worried about that, then go date some dudes then, goddammit. What do you want me to tell you? Go talk to guys. Go ahead. Go meet a bunch of dudes then. My God, if that's what's on your mind, you have lost. BD saying, trying to answer his question. I think he means she could be with simps who might beat him up, though talking to her. I don't understand y'all motherfuckers. Brother, I want you guys to understand that you're going to meet women who are going to be in relationships that's not going to tell you. I don't understand, man. I don't understand. Some women just don't want to tell you that shit. I don't. What do you want me to do? Tie her feet up and put a match under her foot and make her swear to almighty whatever the fuck you pray to that she's actually single? I mean, what do you listen? Listen, guys. Every woman you're talking to is talking to somebody, man. I mean, listen. And I don't mean talking as sex. They are either they are chatting with other guys. They're texting other guys. So what am I supposed? Oh wait, oh my God, wait a second. Yeah, you mean to tell me you're texting another guy? Oh, I'm a judge. What the fuck is, what kind of bitch ass shit is that? Let me help this guy with some game. Let me help this guy with some game so he can understand why motherfuckers like me don't give a fuck. What's his name? Male on a Mission? Hey, man, let me explain this something to you because you don't see it. Let me guide you on something. Let me tell you why I don't give a fuck. All right, peep this. It's not my job. Do you understand? Okay, I don't think you understand what we do. And I know y'all gonna laugh at this, but I'm dead serious. I save marriages. I save relationships. You want to know how? Because I'm the one filling in your fucking gaps. She's seeing me because you ain't fulfilling certain things. So she's seeing me. So I'm helping your relationship out. I'm not trying to destroy it. I'm not trying to take it from you. I'm just filling in the gaps that you fail to fill in. You already know how she treats you, so you know that you ain't doing it right. So she comes to me. I fill in those gaps. But regardless of what she is, and let me explain to you, sir, if she has a boyfriend or something like that, or excuse me, what if she's talking? What if she has an OnlyFans page? And let's just say she's got 3,000 guys and she's talking to 10 guys all over the world, okay? She's got 3,000 guys on her OnlyFans page and she's talking to 10 guys. I just want to show you how cold game is, okay? I want to show you how cold game is, all right? What I'm saying is this. You want to know why she's going to dump those 10 guys? Or if she is with those 10 guys, it's because I'm telling her to stay with those 10 guys. I'm telling her that if you want your bill paid, You talk to guy number one and two and get your fucking bills paid. If you want to go on a dinner date, talk to four and five. Go right ahead, girl. I'm your cheerleader. Because just because, see, this is what you surface was on the stand. Just because she's talking to them doesn't mean she's fucking them. Just because she's talking to them, she's not, doesn't mean she's fucking them. So this is what I'm saying to you. This is what you don't understand. You want to know what our problem is? You really want to know what our, if we want to bitch about something, you want to know what our problem is? Is that women change the fucking contracts with us. You want to know how they change the contracts? Because they fall so fucking in love and lust with us that they choose to want to break shit off with these motherfuckers. We don't want them to do that shit, but they do it anyway because they want to focus all their time on us. We don't ask them to do that shit. They want to leave their husbands. They want to leave their boyfriends. They want to marry us. They want to have our kids. They want to be number one in our lives. That's our fucking problem. We can't get rid of them. That's our problem. Even in the thing about drop, I'm telling you a story about someone that when I go into town, I used to smash, but I cut her off because I got bored. When I was in town, she said, you'll see that. I put that in the track of the thing that I'm working on, guys. Y'all see, I talk about the story that even though she broke things off, you want to know, 6 months. 6 months, she thought 6 months, that was enough to make her strong enough to be able to face her because some dumb motherfucker told her that in order to have any strength, you've got to face the thing that you feel controls you. So for 6 fucking months, she built up a sand castle that I didn't even mean to kick over. But I kicked it over because she wanted to kiss me. She wanted to kiss me goodbye. Let's end it the way we began it. Let's end it with a kiss. And that kiss changed everything. You don't understand, and this is where you're getting it wrong. Cannot control the woman who wants to leave everybody for you. They're going to want to leave their fucking relationship. And even whoever she's texting, she's going to cut them motherfuckers off. And you don't want that. You don't want that. So what you want to do is make sure that they stay with who they're with. Tomorrow's never cut. Stop cutting women off. Why men don't cut women off. You never tell her not to be with someone. You just got to let her know she can't be with you. Can lease me, you can rent me, but you cannot have me. That's going to be the title of tomorrow's show. You can lease me, you can rent me, but you cannot have me. That's going to be the show for tomorrow because I'm telling you, you don't understand. When you're a gigolo, and then when you get in this game, if you ever get in this game, you're dealing with women that don't have men, who don't touch them, who don't listen to them, who cannot make an emotional connection. So they hire motherfuckers like us to fill in your fucking gaps. So what? You want us to stop because you don't like it? Fuck you. All right, next question. I'm a little confused on that because if I don't go to women, I would not learn game, but I'm still getting a... All right, you're new. You're new. So allow me to help you out, brother. You're new here. You're new. So allow me to help you with what you're saying. All right, you're new. So I got him. He's new. The game, and shout out to those listening right now, the game will never be about women. The game has nothing to do with these motherfucking women. Why is everything got to be about the woman? Listen to y'all, man. I got to talk to her. I got it. Man, y'all don't know shit. Come on, guys. Stop making this shit about women. I want her, man, I want her to be with other women. I mean, her to be with other guys. She's already, you guys that don't have game, do you actually think that she is not, let's be real here. Let's keep it all a buck for everyone listen. All right, guys, you have, I'm going to say three women. I'm just going to say three, but we're going to multiply this shit. You got a woman paying your rent. You got a woman buying you shit. And then you got a woman putting money in your bank account. Are you telling me that you're going to just say, oh, no, lady, stop putting money in my account. Oh, stop paying my rent. No. You don't have to give me. So tell me. Come on, let's be. See, the thing is, y'all motherfuckers are jealous because women ain't doing that shit to you. But here's the secret in the sauce. They do that shit to men. See, you think that it's just a one-way street. You don't think women are buying your favorite watch, buying your flat-screen TV, buying you a laptop, buying you jewelry, putting gas in your car, putting money in your fucking credit card? You don't think they're sending your money Western Union? Y'all one-minded motherfuckers cannot see the depth of game out there because you are your worst enemy. You are actually your worst enemy when it comes to this. I'm serious. It's amazing. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to get to some of these questions. I want to make sure I catch up on these questions. Let me see here. Guys, put a cue. I got you. Y'all want to call in? I got you. I got you. We're here to answer questions. See, Rocket, here's the thing. I say this with love, Rocket. Thank you. Rocket, you ain't supposed to agree. Look, I'm cool. Rocket, listen, Rocket. Is it my fault that she wants a happily ever after with a loser and then realizes why he's a loser and is sick and tired of his loser shit? He doesn't know how to talk to her sexy, to make her feel sexy. He doesn't know how to talk to her and make her feel wanted. He doesn't know how to talk or do anything to show that, you know what, you should be appreciated. He doesn't do any of that shit. And do you actually think women today are just going to sit around and be bored? Because if you guys don't like something, this is what I don't understand. If you guys want these polygamous relationships with all these women, and you guys want to talk, you guys want to have a woman and talk to other women, then why the fuck are you judging somebody that wants to do the same thing? Not you, Rocket, but I'm just saying for those guys out there. This is amazing to me how guys out here actually think that women don't have a right to be with other guys if you want to be with other women. It does not make any sense. That blows my mind. Let's see. P says, here's the thing, P. We're not red pill. I've never been red pill, and I will never say I am. Never will. Never will. That's not what we do. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. I will never say that I am. And, it's a bad thing out here. But what's sad is a lot of these guys, I appreciate the questions, the comments. Guys, I appreciate everything that you're saying. But to be honest with you, and I say this with love, I say this with respect to you guys. Where is your focus? Because it is not on you. Your focus is not on you. If you met a woman like Peach, your focus would not be on you. Your focus is on, wow, look at her ass. Look at her titties. What can I say? And what if Peach is the one she's talking about? She's shy as shit. How are you going to break her out of her shyness if you don't even know yourself? How are you going to get her to feel that she can let herself go and be that nasty whore and slut that y'all see in porn all the time? If you cannot show her it's okay to be shy. And this is, again, you don't think I got shy clients? Or I had shy clients. I would accept them for being shy. But you know what's so fucking sexy? Is when a woman doesn't believe in herself and all she does is look down because all her life she's been talked down to and all her life she's been beat down and all her life she just feels a little nervous and doesn't feel sexy. And gentlemen, magic happens right here. Guys, look at what I'm saying. Hold on, J-Jo. I got you, J-Dog. Hold on. Magic right here. This is magical, this spot right here, because this spot makes her smile. This right here makes her cry. This makes her blush. This makes her feel sexy. Because as soon as she's looking down, I'm taking that and putting it right under her chin. And I'm lifting her eyes to lock into mine as I tell her it's okay. You take your time. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand how you feel, but you're lying to me. And I don't like liars. And she'll do like this because all I hear you doing is putting yourself down, and that's a lie. Look at you. Come here. Grab her by her hand and take her to the fucking bathroom and let her look at her fucking ass in the mirror while you're behind her, telling how sexy she is. This right here, guys, it's money in that right there. Let me answer some of these questions. Jay asked a question. So I had this thing. I was messing with her. She didn't let me hit the day. I had her cook for me. We're making out like 5 minutes, and I told her to give me head. The whole mood changed. I don't understand what the question is. Okay, sir. Okay. Let me help you out, please. A question starts with who, what, when, where, how, and why. So if you can rephrase your statement and make a question, I got you. Next one, Rocket. Rocket says, why do you think Metcal exists? Do you think it's because men are waking up and realize they had enough of their bullet? Rocket, my friend. Rocket, I don't have time to actually give you the history lesson, but Rocket. What I will do is because I know y'all don't have it, and I'll pull it up so we can post it for Rocket. But Rocket, I think you've got everything mixed up. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me see where the fuck it is. Hold on, let me see. Rocket, I think you got everything wrong. Okay. And Rocket, I understand where you're thinking at, but Rocket, I'm glad you're here, and I will educate you real quick. I don't have time to go into this because this is too deep. But Rocket, the reason why MetTower exists is because of your predecessors, okay? Now, Rocket, if you get a chance, I want you to click what I just posted right there. What you'll see is that before there was a MetTow, there was the thing called a seduction community where guys all over the world were giving each other ways to manipulate, deceive, and lie to fucking women. Before MetTow, before being on your purpose, going your own way, no FAP, closed money status, high value and all that stupid ass shit you believe in. There were guys out there fucking women over and living high off that shit. until allow me to post this shit. Fuck, let me just get a quick thing. Hold on. I'm going to show you when shit changed because you missed the boat because you actually think it's the woman's fucking fault and they're giving you bullshit. No. This has nothing to do with the woman. This has everything to do with you motherfuckers. Kind. When did this shit... Allow me to show you. Allow me to show you when shit changed. Give me a second. I'm pulling it up right now. Allow me to show you. This date will live in infamy, sir, because you don't know anything about what the fuck you're talking about. And I want you to look at that date. That's the date that everything changed, because that's the date which what was underground hit above ground, and when women started to see that you motherfuckers, those pickup artists were full of shit, then they started complaining, sir. There was no metal before 2007, sir, because they were manipulating women underground all over the world. You wasn't, what do you mean waking up? How can a woman give you bullshit if you're a bitch? How can she not? So, Rocket, you're wrong. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I say that with love. That's why Metal exists, because women caught on to y'all's bullshit. And they started becoming the hunters. And then you sorry weak motherfucker started crying. You created Frankenstein, and now you're complaining that Frankenstein is destroying the fucking town. Y'all manipulated women. Y'all lied to women. Y'all deceived women. Y'all were playing games with women by telling women that you wanted a relationship. By telling women you actually loved them, by telling women you actually cared about them, only to fuck them and toss them aside. See, they don't tell you about that shit. But you think that the Metals are actually the good guys. Fuck out of here with that shit. Jesus Christ. Boy, you need to do your homework on that Metal shit, bro. You need to do your homework, man. Is that no, in no way I am not defending women. I'm just telling you I was there. I was there. I seen it. I seen Ross Jeffries in the 80s take NLP and create Speed Seduction. I seen W Dating. I was there. I seen all those motherfuckers. And all they were doing was creating ways to get pussy by manipulating, lying to fucking women who had no idea that there was an underground group of peoples in layers all over the world doing that shit. But that date I sent you right there, that was the beginning of the end. Because when women realized that y'all were doing, they started playing. Now y'all are the victims now. Y'all the, oh, poor me now? Fuck you. You get what you goddamn deserve. You get what you deserve. Come on. Keeping that shit real. Lines are open, y'all want to call in. Shout out, guys. Just keeping that shit real. Have no idea. August 6, 2007 will live in infamy for you motherfuckers. We're sitting around here. There's no... Brother, I think you're in the wrong room, dog. I don't know what escalate means because I'm not a pickup artist. Escalate came from a book written by a Caucasian that went across the street and stole a little bit of cane for black people, motherfucker. I don't know what that shit means. Because black motherfuckers and white motherfuckers and Chinese motherfuckers, Italian motherfuckers, you name motherfuckers, never use that goofy fucking word. Hey, what's up, Pamadi? Hey, what's up, Paisan? Yeah, so I was escalating this woman. You think they talk that way? They on the street, yo, what's up, fam? Yeah, shit, girl. Man, yeah, man, on the block. Yeah, so I met this motherfucking bitch, man. I was escalating. Man, motherfuckers didn't talk that way, dweller. What the fuck does escalating mean? What the fuck? You don't see Chinese, black, even gangsters in the fucking 40s. Nah, Shay, I was escalating, Shay. Man, the fucking brother, you have to, a lot of y'all guys, it's a hard pill to swallow. It is a very hard pill to swallow that sometimes other races created shit that has been taken from them by other races of people, and they called it their own shit. You guys got to learn this shit. I'm not here to give you a history lesson. I'll show you a history figure that you think created rock and roll, but he or Colonel, whoever the fuck he's rolling with, went across the railroad and saw black people shaking their hips, moving and dancing. And he took that shit and showed it to America because he could do it on television, because they would not allow black people to do that on television. This woman right here on MTV, you actually think she's the godmother of rap because she was the first one on MTV to rap on music television, where they did not have any black people on there until they let Michael Jackson and Prince on there. But she went to a black neighborhood and learned a little bit of rap. And the same thing with this escalating shit. The same thing. So please, gentlemen, do your fucking homework, man. This is not anything to make them talk about race. I'm just keeping it a buck. Because I told you, yes, they're game. There were white guys with game, black guys, Chinese. Game has always been with everybody. But a lot of shit that y'all seeing has been brought to you by those that have been taken away from their motherfucking place of residence in the state or a state of Africa. Wake up. Jive. See, Jive, they were rapping in the 20s and the 40s. If you go back, I can find you that. But y'all ain't ready to hear that shit, because you know what? Man has always made it where everything has got to be in the image of what they're selling to. And that's why you guys pray to a white hippie, because you believe that's actually Jesus. I'm sorry. That shit makes me laugh, man, every time. But let me continue. Y'all want to call in? I got y'all. Oh, my God. Y'all don't even want to know the jail. Y'all ain't ready for this truth, bro. Y'all ain't ready for the truth. Did I see Mystery Method? I knew who Mystery Method was, man. I knew who that motherfucker. Why would a guy who was getting pussy since he was 9 years old watch a motherfucker tell other young boys to wear black fingernail polish, a boa, makeup, goggles, and a top hat just to talk to a woman? I don't think you heard what I said. Just to talk to a woman. Goggles in a club. A top hat in a club. A boa in a club. Black fingernail polish. Just to talk to, are you fucking serious? Man, y'all, hey, look, man, y'all got to be careful how the world eats on y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all, they, hey, man. Hey, J-Dog, they ain't ready, James. I'm not trying to turn, y'all don't understand, man. Motherfuckers on the streets, the pimps, the ballers, the Macs, the hustlers. They were the ones that did this shit, and they were macking, hustling, balling, and pimping before the internet. Before the 50s, the 40s, the 30s. In the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, they were macking, balling, and pimping. And it just wasn't blacks. It was all races. So I'm not going to say it was one race. Come on, man. Come on. I got to wake up from that shit, man. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to educate my dogs to let y'all know all that shit you following is not actually true. It's not. A lot of you guys out there were blind. Your predecessors were blind. When Elvis saw Rosetta Thorpe, a black woman, playing the guitar, Jerry Lee Lewis, when they saw black men dancing, because that's how we communicated. We communicated with song and dance. How do you think the slaves communicated with each other? And that's how shit was picked up. But you change the color on it, it's theirs. And then you believe it's theirs because you believe what you're told to be true, and it's not true. Chuck Berry, exactly. Exactly. But as I was saying before, please understand, there were gangsters that had game that were white, Italian, Japanese, the Yakuza, the Mafia. Emperors had game. it just wasn't black. What I'm saying to you guys, it was a mindset. It wasn't a color. Until someone made it a color to fit in, to make you actually think that they actually invented that shit. That's where you get this motherfucking book called Escalation and Negs and Day Game and all that stupid ass shit that you saying right now, man. You gotta wait. Yeah, all that. Yes, Eric. Yes. Yes. They had gang because they didn't take shit from anybody, man. And they moved shit and they were willing to die for shit, man. That's what I'm saying to y'all, man. So what I'm also saying to you is that you can have game no matter what your race is, no matter what you pray to. Because you are not your religion and you are not a color that the man decided to give you. Because last I checked, let me show you. It's color red. This is black. This is the color white. This is the color red or burgundy, I guess. But y'all see where I'm coming from. You're not the color people, they give you that. Hell, I'll even give you one even more. All you African-American sheep, where do you think that shit came from? That shit came from Jesse Jackson in the 80s because he was running for fucking president. And he had to find a way to connect to the black people, so he started using the word African-American. And y'all don't even know why y'all use that shit. Y'all use that shit because the motherfucker, just like mother told you about high value man, mother told you about African American, and mother told you about black. But yet, you're not black. But you trying to identify with a color that's not you. Again, y'all do that shit if y'all want. But as a free thinker, woohoo, I am not my color. I am not a religion. And I am not what they want me to fucking be. Because I'm allowed to be what the fuck I choose to be. That's why I'm free. I'm free. Keep going. What could I have done wrong that made her comfortable enough to cook for me and make out with me, but not comfortable to give me head? Because maybe your dick stung. I don't know what the fuck, dog. Dude, you ain't telling me shit because you ain't going to call in. I know you ain't going to call in because you know as soon as you open your bitch-ass mouth, you know I'm going to call you out for being a lie. Come on, man. My brother, listen. This is what you have to understand. And this is a harsh and ugly truth, but it is a truth of why it is. It will not have value until a Caucasian says it has value because of the power of the media that the Caucasian has to make it look powerful, man. And that's not a knock. It's just what it is. So if you have a white Caucasian magician named Mystery that was wearing a bow and goggles and hair and black fingernail polish, what do you think young white boys are going to do? They're going to follow white boys that try to think they have game. Just like young black boys are going to follow young black guys. Young Jewish guys will follow Jewish. Young Italian will follow Italian. Arabians will follow Arabians. They will do that first because they actually think that those motherfuckers know what they're talking about. But God forbid, oh, I don't want to shuck and jive like the brothers. See how that works? So you got to understand, and I'm not here to say that white men has not made successful things. That would be a lie. But you have to understand that a lot of shit that you think has been invented has not been invented by everybody you think has invented it. That's all I'm saying. And this is not about a race thing. I'm just telling you, when you're a free mind, you just understand what the fuck is. You understand I'm not a sheep. I ain't no fucking African-American motherfucker. And I ain't no goddamn black. I am not. Look, I'll put this shit next to me. I ain't black. But because someone decided to whittle us down and identify us, the Spaniards using negro, but see, you don't know about that. They had to identify us. We were identified by somebody that is not our color. But see, I ain't going to go there. But I'm just saying, if you believe you black, be black. And you believe you're African American, believe you are. I am not here to change anybody's mind or perception on the shit that I know. I'm not here to teach you that. I'm just here to teach you game. Here to teach you game. But I'm just trying to tell you that you will not see it until somebody tells you. And again, you don't have to do that, man. You do not have to at all believe me. This is not for you to believe. I am not here to get you to change your mind. I'm not here to push race and hate and shit because I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Wait, so what do you call yourself? I identify myself? I'm just a man. That's it. I'm just a man. That's it. I'm just a man. That is all I am. And the reason I'm a man is I don't identify with none of you motherfuckers because I'm free. I'm free. I get to identify whatever the fuck I want to, and I don't even have to justify it because I'm successful, very successful, and I did it all by my fucking self. You want to know why? Because my old man did it all by his fucking self. If you go to Fox News right now and see Ted Williams on Fox News, you'll see my old man. But that's the same old man who came from bum shit Lake Charles, Louisiana, who didn't have shit, who had to wear the same clothes to school, who was laughed at and ridiculed because he couldn't afford shit. But you know what he did? He got the fuck out of Louisiana. He got into the military. You got the fuck out of the military and join the force. You got the fuck out of the force and studied. He got in the FBI. And then after the FBI, he studied law. And then he quit law and became a lawyer. He did it himself, man. I'm just a man like my motherfucking dad. I'm a Williams. That's all I am. I am not here to be what you want me to be. But if you want to identify me by what you want to, then I don't, it's none of my business what you think. And this is what I'm trying to tell these motherfuckers. Y'all too busy worrying about everybody else except who the fuck you should be worrying about. I'm saying this. Believe in what you want to believe. Listen to me. I am not here to push my ideology on you. That is not what I'm here to do. And I will not let you push your bullshit on me. My job is to show you that you can think for your fucking self. That's all I'm saying. And if you think for yourself, there is power in that where you cannot be controlled by the media, the church, and your parents. 364, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, sir? What's up? Three, six, four going once. 364 going twice.
Hello?
I didn't bring it. Eric Cole, 407. 407, sir. What's your question, sir?
You can hear me? You can hear me?
Yes. What's going on, sir?
What's up? What's up?
I just
called in. I haven't been listening to the previous live, but I got a question. And I know how you feel about the word approach versus place your bid in, but I just, for the sake of describing the situation, I can use approach. Like,
well, then I can't help you. You're wasting your time. Don't waste your time here.
Well, just come to find physically some, to a person.
Shit.
Walk.
Excuse
talk,
me.
Approach. Not. I mean, approach as talking physically to a person.
I don't teach approaching. So you're talking to me in a language that I don't teach. I teach putting your bid in. I don't approach women. It's beneath me.
Well,
why?
Placing
why?
My
you
bid
know
in.
Why?
I'm having trouble.
You don't
placing
have a bid.
My
you don't
bid
have
in.
A bid. You don't. What's your bid? Tell me your bid.
Well, let me just describe the situation.
Tell me your bid, dweller. I'm gonna hang up on you. If you're wasting my, don't waste my time. Don't say you have a bid,
okay.
Motherfucker. No, don't lie. Look, I'm hanging up. Bye. Goodbye. Hang up on me now before I hang up on you. The fuck off my phone. Y'all see what I'm talking about? I don't teach you how to approach. No one has me. I don't know how to approach a woman because I am not going to change what the fuck I say to a goddamn woman. I am not approaching a woman. When I meet a woman, I'm going to say the same fucking thing to every goddamn woman because they ain't special enough that I change. So I don't know what he want to know about a fucking approach. I can't help him. Rocket says, if you want to identify yourself a donkey, would you identify as a donkey? Serious question. Rocket, yeah, okay. I know that's a serious question, but Rocket, listen. Listen, Rocket. I'm not trying to make fun of this, all right? I'm not trying to tell you motherfuckers for girls to stop identifying as girls and boys to stop identifying themselves as boys and shit. I'm not saying that, man. I'm saying that I am just a free thinker, and I don't play or move the way you move, think, or behave because I ain't weak like you, and I ain't a sucker like you, and I'm not blind like you, and I'm not a slave to everybody like the fuck you are. So absolutely not. What I am is just a man, and I told you what I am. So why would you ask me if I identify with a donkey if I told you what the fuck I am? If you disrespect me like that one last time, I'm banning you. So please fuck around so I can kick you the fuck out. I tell you, I don't understand. Thank you, 188 likes. I listen, guys, please listen to me. I don't think y'all understand. Whatever you are to yourself, be that. I'm not here to change your thinking and shit. I'm telling you, man, you got to go beyond your reality and your perception to see your core. And if your reality and your perception is based on somebody else's fucking thought, then what the fuck are you actually? Do you want to know why you're lost? Because somebody's telling you what the fuck you should be. Someone's boxing you in on what they think you should be, and you actually believe that shit. So if you believe that shit, do that shit, man. You good. I'm not trying to argue that shit with you. Do your thing. Okay? Can someone give him the answer to that we gave, please? Hold on, reality. Someone's going to tell you. Someone's going to tell you the perfect book. Can y'all tell him the perfect book to read, please? Because I'm not going over this. Can someone please put at his name and tell him the perfect book he should be reading, please? I can't help that, M. I know. I'm just telling you. Just let him know. Just let him know the book. Thank you. There's your answer. There's your answer. There's your answer. And reality, listen, I want to say, hold on a second. Wait. Reality, I want to say I appreciate you being here. And I want to say that, unfortunately, I know you find it funny when they tell you about puzzle pieces because you don't know what you don't know. So I am not going to kick you out for that. But I will ask you kindly, please do not be disrespectful in our room when we're teaching something that is beyond your fucking comprehension, okay? You can laugh all you want, and that's fine. But please do not disrespect people who are trying to help you. And the reason I'm saying that is because who told you about the puzzle pieces was actually trying to help you, and they weren't trying to be a smart ass. So I ask you kindly to please do not be disrespectful to someone who is going out of his way to try to help you see game, but see, you think it's funny. So I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just going to say, please don't be disrespectful like that, because you don't, you're not, you're new to this. So that's why I'm just saying, be nice. I'm just saying, you're new to this. So if you ever become a student of this, you will recant that laugh because you will finally understand what game is actually about versus laughing at somebody that's actually trying to help you. Okay? You can laugh all you want, but this is not for you. I'm just saying, don't waste your time. If I were you, I'd just say, fuck you, Steve, and go. But anyway, like I was saying to you guys before, but what I was saying to all you guys before is that the reason why everything has been hard for all of you as far as your reality and far as your perception is because the world that you are in, okay, the world that you're in right here, is not actually the world that you are actually a part of. You don't know your world, and you don't know your universe. Yes, freelance, exactly. Again, for you church aficionados, it's the Noah Ark story, brother. It's the Noah Ark story. They just, when people don't understand, they want to laugh and make fun at because they can't comprehend their mind to form a thought to see beyond their thinking. So in order to make themselves feel better, they want to laugh at a situation instead of learn from a situation. See, if that young man wanted to learn, he could have been inquisitive and said, hey, what do you mean by your puzzle pieces? I never heard that before. What does that mean for me? And then he could have been on his way to learning game. But instead of doing that, he wanted to somebody. And again, whoever reached out to him, I say thank you, because you didn't have to do what you did. Whoever reached out to him first to tell him about his puzzle pieces, I want to say thank you, because that was very kind of you. That was very kind of you, because you didn't have to do that. And because that you did that, you try to help somebody out. And that's what I'm saying. They're going to laugh at you, man. And I don't want you, please don't take him laughing at you as disrespect. It's just that he doesn't know any better. And that's why I said something. So I do. Whoever said it first, I want to say thank you. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm not just going to say your name. Let me find who the fuck you are so I can go ahead and say thank you myself. Let me see if I can find your name and see if I can show you. I don't know if... because he probably ran off or something after he laughed. Oh, wait, reality. Okay, books information. Universal. Universal was the first one. Universal was the first one. So Universal, again, I know you're good, but I just want to say I appreciate you reaching out. You know, people don't understand what we actually are, and they think that, you know, it's good. But Universal, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, because the only way we can change a lot of these guys is by not forcing change, but to help them understand that what they are in right now is a false reality that is blinded by whatever they believed in or whatever they were told, okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys. And the only way to understand game, because the reason why you are the way you are is because you have always been fighting that side of you that wants to be an original. You have been bombarded with thoughts, and everybody has been trying to push you to be what they want you to be. All I am saying is not to be me. I am not ever telling you to be me. I'm not telling you to act like me. And for the guys out there, I know, let me play devil's advocate, because someone can say, well, Steve, then why are you teaching people to be it then, Steve? Why are you teaching people? Because let me tell you why. The reason why I'm teaching you the bid is because the bid has nothing to do with the game. The bid is just you showing the woman that you're actually a fucking man. That's all it is. It is you finally believing in yourself to actually be the letter A, to actually speak one way and have one thought and have one mind. And you say the same thing to no matter who the fuck is in your face, and you are fine if she says, no, I have a boyfriend or I'm seeing somebody, and you will go about your way. Thank you for the 191 likes. Appreciate the 191. Thank you, 191. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Y'all are great. We're going to do 15 more minutes, I think. So what I'm saying, guys, to you guys out there, y'all got questions, go ahead and ask, but at the end of the day, well, let me bring in 346. I think he's calling back. 346, I couldn't hear you the last time. Are you there, sir? Can you hear us?
Hello? Steve?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
I figured out why women like men with game.
Okay, why?
Because unattainability is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Okay, if you believe that, then yeah, okay. I what am I to say? What do you want me to say to that?
That's the truth.
Okay, then what can I help
that's
you
all
with?
I
thank you for telling me.
That.
You guys know he doesn't believe that shit, right? You know he don't believe what the fuck he's saying, right? I don't know why motherfuckers try to make it. You know what's so great? Is guys that have game are always trying to play Indiana Jones and find game. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. It's amazing. It is very amazing. He doesn't believe what he's saying. He's just coming up with anything. But again, they can. But that's again, that's like I told you. You see, I'm not gonna fight him on it. If that's his fucking truth, then he can believe that, but he doesn't even believe that shit. So you can't argue somebody on something they think they believe but they don't actually believe. How can you tell somebody that? How can you break somebody that way? Can't do that shit, man. Can't do that shit. Yeah, he thought he was a man. He thought he was trying to break down game to your boy. That's why I was like, okay, shit. I'm not here to fight that shit. I'm not here to fight that shit. Yeah, don't never let it into your mind. Never let it into your mind. Never let it into your mind. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is awesome. But you guys are awesome. And you guys have what it takes when you actually learn and actually grow and stuff. And as you grow, your reality. Again, your reality will never be what people are going to accept. People are trying to figure you out so they can then control you. But how can one control an evolving man that has no fucking feelings, but only to himself? And once you make it about yourself and do the things that you learn how to do, your life will change tremendously. It will. Because there's so much beauty in you, gentlemen, that once you realize the beauty that you have, everything is going to change. And my job is not to force beauty in you. My job is not for you to be motivated to look for your beauty. My job is just to show you a new way of thinking as far as thinking for yourself. And if you can think for yourself, then you play by a whole new set of rules. That's what I'm saying. And that's a beautiful. And that's a beautiful thing about game, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is fucking beautiful. So, gentlemen, 10 more minutes, man. I'll do 10 more minutes with y'all. Y'all got questions, but I got you, man. If y'all want to call in, I got you, man. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about tomorrow. You can rent or lease me, but you can't buy me. That's it. You can rent or lease me, but you can't buy me. And Brian, the man, the control that they're trying to find, it was so crazy, is that they want somebody to tell them how to, they want somebody to tell them that they're actually not in control because the enemy woman is why you're not in control. It's sad. It's pretty bad out there. It's pretty bad out there. But our thing is always going to be you first. And what's important is and only to overcome you, you must believe in that person. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about this tomorrow because I actually truly want you guys out there to know that she can't have you. She shouldn't be able to have you. You got to have yourself, man. Okay. Well, but Ryan, but you must, Ryan, this is, I know this is going to sound fucked up, but I'm going to keep it all the way a buck with you. There are things going on and things happening that has to keep the masses declawed and defanged. The world should not know that they have power to go beyond their thinking. The world must wait to be told how to think. And it is not our job. See, our way, there's a law here. We're not, it's not our job to feel bad for them when common sense is not so common. So what I'm saying to you, I understand you see that a lot of retention, right? But everybody has to do something. Everybody cannot play on Sunday. Everybody can't play basketball. Everybody can't swing that bat. Well, they can play basketball. They can swing a bat. But that doesn't make them put them in the major leagues or in the NBA. Okay? So what we want to do, and I appreciate what you're seeing. I know you're making a statement, but I understand that you're seeing it. But what I'm saying is that unfortunately it has to be this way. There are so many things that are going on that, the greatest person that said that was Kevin Spacey's character in the movie. What is it? His Netflix movie. What the fuck is it called? Oh, yeah, yeah, here you go. I mean, I got it. I got it. Let me show you that shit. Let me see if I got that shit still. Here we go, House of Cards. Let me see if I can play it for you. I'm allowed to play it. All right, here we go.
Don't you see?
Oh, here we go.
Politician, go.
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it. Look, Claire, you and I have always been on the inside, trapped in the bubble. But going forward, with my operating on the outside in the private sector and you working from here, we can own this house together.
See, but he asked himself the question.
Other committees would have sprung up just to keep the in the bubble.
Since when?
Since before Elysian Fields. But it was at Elysian Fields that it hit me. I saw it almost like a light bulb going off above my head. Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. And I understood, Claire, that we have to think and act differently than we ever have. Because it's...
See? Again, y'all don't see... Most of y'all guys don't even see or understand what's going on around you. It's all around you, but you just are blind to it because you're focused on the wrong thing, okay? All right? So... I'm just saying for you guys out there that I'm not here to talk about the power. I'm here to talk about your power that you don't even know that you have until you get out of your own way and stop following somebody else's power. And it is that going to be at that moment that you're going to be able to see your power. But seeing your power is going to be a scary thing. Because you're actually going to start questioning, why is it all this time that I've been on this fucking planet, I was led to believe what my parents told me to believe. I was led to believe, to pray to who I want to. Whatever you want to do, you'll see your own thing. But I'm saying I can't force that on you. My range is only letting you know that what you actually think is your reality is actually not your reality. Okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see in this, all right? And it's important that you have to see it for yourself. Okay? Reality, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Pillager? I don't understand. What are you talking about, reality? Reality, we only got a few minutes, so if you can answer that question, I don't understand what you're talking about. I do not understand what you're talking about. Because you're doing what a woman does and give me a one-word answer instead of talking to me as a man. I would appreciate it if you talk to me as a man and explain yourself, because I can take – here's the problem. I can take your word and put it through my reality – and it might not come in the same as your reality. But the only way I can have more understanding of what you're saying is by you explaining yourself and not having me put your thought in my reality. And that's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all can't hold conversations, and you cannot hold or make statements. It just doesn't make any sense. As I said before, you should talk to men as men and talk to me and don't give me a word answer and try to have me try to figure it out. I'm not going to do it. I don't have time to figure out what the fuck you're thinking. I would hope that you talk to me as a man would. Because you just said a one-word, your word can have a million meanings to a million different people. And you might not even mean that fucking word to those million. So until you can talk to me as a man, I don't say shit anymore then. I don't know what the fuck you mean, and I'm not going to even try to think about what you mean. Because remember, you're the same guy that laughed at somebody who really tried to help you out. So let me bring in 832 real quick. 833, I got hey, quick call. 832, what's going on, sir? How can I help you?
Oh, sir, my name is I'm Reality from the comments right now.
Okay, Reality. So what are you talking? What is Reality? What do you? Okay, let me ask you a question. Why did you laugh at the puzzle piece comment?
Oh yeah, because I've been watching your stream for a bit, and you always bring it up. So it was just like, yeah, I kind of knew you were gonna say that. I didn't mean it as a disrespectful way. Just putting that
okay,
out there.
Okay, but here's my question. I just want to ask you a quick question. Why are you wasting your time even listening to us? Why waste your time?
I don't know. The puzzle pieces, I started it. It's just a lot. I haven't finished it. Maybe is it that I need to finish it all, like so it like so I can retain the information. I just don't understand that part of it.
Okay, what is your question, sir?
I just wanted to call in because you were like talking about it. Also about the when I said pillage, it was because another commenter, he was talking about how a game shouldn't be taught to your closest friends or your people because they want to stay in the same spot that they're in. And then at the end, he just said pillage, and I was just like, pillage? What does he mean by pillage? Pillage is like a bad thing right now.
It's like Hold on a second. Hey, Big Core Fitness, Big Core Fitness, you see, do you want to know why you have to pay for your bid versus listen to the word approach? Then you will see what I'm talking about. You pay to learn your bid, sir. You can learn whatever the fuck you want to learn, but you pay for your bid, sir. So get 30 minutes of coaching to learn your bid. That's why, sir. Because the information I have, you're not getting that shit for free. You're not getting it for free. So if you don't want to pay for it, fuck you. I'm sorry. Now, what were you saying about Pillage 832? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had to correct somebody. What's up, brother?
So he was talking about, he said pillage at the end of the sentence. I don't know who Russ is or Danger Russ. I don't know if he's like part of your program or if he's like even connected with you, but he was like saying some weird philosophical stuff, and it was just interesting.
He said pillage?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but let me ask you a question. Wait. What do conquerors do?
Yeah, they pillage and they steal.
So
and
then
they,
is actually
rape,
wait, is he actually doing? But is he saying something wrong, or is it wrong because you don't understand what he's saying?
I'm just questioning it.
Well, you like, okay? All right, but you don't have any. Okay, here's the thing. You're coming in here laughing at people, and you're coming here saying one-word things. You're not really participating, nor have you ever really participated. And when someone is giving you a gem of information, the reason why you're questioning it is because you're not a student of this shit. You don't. It goes back to the question of why would you waste your time here? I mean, if I was you, I'd be over there. It was red pill size and be over there. I don't think you want to be a man over here.
Nah, I've done a lot of work like in your website.
I don't think you have because if you understood what Russ was saying with pillage, you wouldn't be questioning it. You wouldn't question that because you would understand what he means by that.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I guess I'll come back.
No. Listen, brother, listen. How long have you been listening to me for?
I remember Mother's Day.
Okay, so you started on Mother's Day, so you've been only a few weeks in.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will give you a little bit of a pass because you're new to all this, okay? So it's okay. But what I'm saying to you is that I love when the guys are talking to each other because they're actually talking to each other to pass on certain things to help the other guy out, right? And when someone says something to you, he was saying it because he was trying to help you out. But you laughing at him is not cool. How old are you? How old are you, young man?
I'm 19.
Okay. So you're going to have to grow up a little bit, okay? You're going to have to grow up a little bit, okay? That's all I'm saying. You just got to grow up a little bit.
I have one question.
Sure.
I have one question.
Sure.
When you say that stuff is going on around us and we don't even know it, are you talking about, like, third eye type shit or third eye stuff?
Look, I am just letting you know there are things out there you know, there are things you don't know, and there's things you don't even know that you don't even know. That's all I'm saying. And until you get into a level or a syndicate or a underground place that will show you this, I can only just talk about things. I'm not here. Listen, you're asking more geometry, trigonometry, and you don't know how to count to 10. So keep your focus off of that stuff and focus more on you, young man. And it'll get you there, okay?
Yes, sir. All right, thank you. That's it.
Okay. So, all right, respect. Thank you for the call, sir. Thank you, sir. All right, yeah. Thank you, Reality. I appreciate it. At least you called in. I appreciate it, young man. I appreciate it. But that's what I'm saying. He's young, so but he's learning. He's trying to learn, it looks like. So it's going to take time, but it's this is depth here that we talk about for all you guys. And it's not just depth. It's showing you there is more about you that you don't even know. I will finish up with this. A lot of you guys, your reality is shyness. Your reality is fear. Your reality is not go after what you want. Your reality is wait, make excuses, or come up with reasons why you can't do it by blaming somebody else. And I'm just trying to say, can you your true, authentic reality is behind that fucking bullshit, your core. But I can't force you to see what you don't want to see. And that's not what we're going to do here. I'm not going to argue with you. If you believe what you want to believe, believe what you want to believe. But here's what I'm saying for y'all guys. I'm trying to get you guys to believe in yourself. The one thing it's hard to do is believe in yourself in all of this. But in order to begin the process of believing in oneself, oneself has got to take a time and think about the graveyard before he goes to bed. And remember, everybody in there had one thing in common. The word is had, past tense. They all thought they had tomorrow coming to them. You don't know when your last day is, and you guys are acting like you got all the time in the world. I'm not saying you do, and I'm not saying you don't. But what I'm saying is there's just no sense of urgency in you to want to be better than what the fuck you are today. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about you can buy, lease, you can rent or lease us, but you cannot have us. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, guys, all right? Guys, I want to thank you for the super chats and all that. The super chats, I want to thank you guys for coming in, guys. Please like, subscribe. If you need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave a name and a number if you're ready to learn. We got you, guys. Y'all are great men, and I'm proud of you guys. It's just time, gentlemen, for you guys to be proud of yourselves. That's what it's all about, being proud of yourselves. Fuck with y'all guys. Also, my guys overseas, if you're overseas, if you guys are overseas and y'all wake up around 3 East overseas is in the morning. So if you guys are overseas, and don't worry if y'all are sleeping, y'all will get this. I'll keep it on. But I might do something for you guys tonight, live show, where it will go on. We'll save it, but we might do something for you guys, okay? So I don't know what time 3 o'clock is on the other side of the world. See if I can do some math here. I don't
think
know. Oh, wait,
and act differently.
Sorry, my bad. All right, so around 3:15. I'm gonna do something around 3:15. So we'll probably go live around 3:15 in the morning. I know it's crazy. Some of y'all think I'm sick or somebody think I'm a fucking zombie, but game has always got to keep going. And y'all guys got close, man. Thumbs up. Hey, I know y'all gonna break that fucking record one of these days. I know y'all gonna be sick of that shit. But I wanna thank y'all guys so much, man. Y'all are great, man. I appreciate you all. So guys, if you're in London or across seas, we will probably kick something for maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes live. If you got questions, we'll do a drive and we'll do it live while everybody's asleep. The game will always be moving, man. The game will always move, even when you're sleeping. Thank you. Thank you.